to overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons.
Oh, hi, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, yeah, you're right. You're doing it. You're listening to the world's greatest action sports podcast. This is the Monday Mass. I'm your host, Chris Cote. I'm freestyling today. Yeah, no script, no bro host. Just a few ideas and a lot of memories. I just got back in town after a week. The Vans U.S. Open of Surfing. I did QS 10,000 Men's, Championship Tour Women's, Juniors. I did the Vans Park Series. It was awesome. So there's actually quite a lot to talk about. And before we start talking about it, let's thank our sponsors, starting with Active Skin Repair. Get this, for reals. So both my kids, age 7 and 9, were in surf camp all week. These little homies are totally rashed up. And what did I do when I got home from Huntington Beach? I lined them up and I lubed them up with Active Skin Repair. You know, this is the time of year, summertime in Southern California, where rashes prevail, right? You're at the beach, long hours, sand, waves, water, sun. Active Skin Repair really is a one-stop shop for all these things, for rashes, sunburns, you know, even things like jellyfish stings, which I've actually put it on. My 7-year-old got whipped by a jellyfish. And Active Skin Repair has become a household item, much needed, you know, because these little fools are skating and slamming and getting, you know, sunburns from skimboarding, all that stuff. So it's really almost a daily occurrence that now one of them actually asks me, Dad, I need some Active Skin Repair, which makes me happy because, you know, it makes my job of trying to tell you out there to use this product that much easier because my kids are now asking for it by name. So get yourself some Active Skin Repair. Follow at BLDG Active on Instagram. And from there, you can actually see some of its other uses. You can find a link to buy it. And I'm telling you, I have the small bottles of Active Skin Repair all over the house. They're everywhere, just because you never know what's going to happen. And this week, it's rashes. Rashes all over, including me, too. I got two nipple rashes from hell from trunking it last night for 3 hours after my post-Vans U.S. Open of Surfing psych session. Couple little rashy nips. My nips got rashed. But thankfully, I have Active Skin Repair, and I will be bringing Active Skin Repair with me to Tahiti. More on that later. Also, Life at Sea presents the Planetary Punt. The Planetary Punt! This is a year-long aerial video contest, right? One big air could get you 20 grand. You and your filmer splitting up 20 grand for one air. You would think, okay, Seth Moniz, his air at the Vans U.S. Open of Surfing, was that it? No, because it can't be in a contest. It's got to be free surfing. You got to paddle in using your own two arms. It's got to be filmed, you know, at least a decent enough quality to post on Instagram. You got to post it on your Instagram. Tag Planetary Punt. Follow Life at Sea for more information. Yeah, so let me tell you a little bit about some of the airs that were profiled last year. You had Waggy won 10 grand in the Life at Sea Co. It's Life at Sea Co. Life at Sea Co on Instagram. I'm looking at it right now. You're going to have till June of 2019. So get the airs rolling in. Do your big air, front side, back side. That doesn't matter, but it has to be in the ocean. You can have your buddy film it. It's got to be in the ocean. No robot filmers. I mean, this is organic style airs. Go out there, blast a big air, post it on your Instagram, tag at Life at Sea Co, and then hashtag Planetary Punt. Bam, you could win 20 grand. You and your filmer. So those are our two main presenting sponsors. Thank you at Active Skin Repair, or thank you at PLDG Active and Planetary Punt. Let's get into it. Stream of consciousness episode. Because I got a Huntington Beach headache. I wanna get to it and get through it. Let's do this. The Monday Mass starts.
Shake up the picture. When there's a mixture with your dance on the even tide. You got me coming. With that sun's on the witch I deny.
I wanted to go launch it off with a Surf News brought to you by Superbrand. I've already given away two pairs of Superbrand trunks. In the last couple of episodes, missed last week because I was up at the U.S. Open and didn't do it. So, like I said, stream of consciousness episode. How, where, when do you listen to the Monday Mass? I'm ripping this idea off the WSL. How and where do you listen? Send me a picture of where you listen to the Monday Mass. Hashtag Monday Mass. And you got to be following at Chris Cote, as if you already weren't. And the best picture wins a pair of trunks. So do that. Thank you, Superbrand. Follow at Superbrand on Instagram. And you can see all the cool trunks they have. You can see cool surfboards. I mean, it's good stuff. At Super_Brand. Follow us. They sponsor the Monday Mass. There you go. Surf news. Of course, we got to start off with the Vans US Open of Surfing, right? And a lot of you probably already know all the information, but let's start from the very beginning. When I showed up, the first day I got there, it was Sunday afternoon, the first time I laid eyes on the ocean in Huntington Beach, and it was flat, and I thought, oh my God, this is going to be a long week. But it was actually quite enjoyable. I mean, the waves were 1 to 2 feet from Monday to Thursday. And again, I thought it was going to be a slog. I thought it was going to be very slow, very boring. But it ended up being, at least from the commentator's perspective, from me, ended up being really fun. Guys, girls, pros, juniors, all riding a ton of waves. And what I really enjoy about these contests that have really small waves is, and everybody says it, I mean, these are the waves we surf on a day-to-day basis, more often than not. 2 to 3 foot waves on average, I would say, here in Southern California at least. So watching the best small wave surfers in the world go out there and do what they do gets me very excited, teaches me, and it should teach you too. I mean, a lot of times on a normal day, if it's flat, I'll ride an egg, I'll ride a fish. But sometimes you want to just get at it. You want to take your shortboard out there and see what you can do in small waves. And it sometimes makes it really fun to actually try. And that's what we get to see at the Vans US Open of Surfing, is surfers actually trying in small, bad waves. And you can take from that. You can learn from that with every heat. And I'll tell you, I always have my best sessions on the Sunday night or the Monday morning after the U.S. Open because I've been watching. I didn't surf all week. I didn't even hit the ocean. I went in the pool once. But for the most part, I just sat there, watched, and talked about surfing. And it was a learning experience. I mean, it's also about psych, right? You know, watching guys like Tanner Gadowskis, Griffin Colapinto, Kalohe Andino. These are the surfers that had the best attitude, I'd say, going out there. And they know it's flat. They know it's small. But they know that everyone's in the same boat. Everyone's got good boards. Everyone has good small wave technique. So what made those guys stand out was PMA all day, positive mental attitude. Not being defeatist on the beach. And I saw some defeatistism. Is that a word? Surfers beating themselves from before they even started their heat by giving up and getting sad and butthurt that the waves were small. But the surfers that maintained that high level of good vibes stoke before they went into the heat, more often than not, were the surfers that made it through. Attitude is number one when it comes to small wave surfing. If you're free surfing, of course, Rob Machado has said many times, he's told me many times, and I actually had him on this show talking about it. Give yourself a board that's going to allow you to get stoked in small waves. The small wave quiver should include a longboard, a fish, an egg, a speed egg, a mid-length, an egg-sickle, what? And a good-ass small wave shortboard. Because why not? Again, sometimes it's fun to go out there and just try to rip in small waves. Most of you by now know the results. It was Kanoa Igarashi and Griffin Colapinto in the final for the QS 10,000 men's. It was a rad final. Very close at the end of it. Just watched it. I rewatched it again. I really thought Griffin was going to get the win. He was just ripping all week. But Kanoa Igarashi, just super consistent, steady. I loved that his last wave was right on the edge too. Super questionable as to was it enough, the score, yada, yada, yada. But I think the right guy won just in terms of the overall heat. Fun contest to watch. Super fun ending. Kanoa Igarashi goes back to back. So he did the Brett Simpson, went back to back winning the Vans US Open of Surfing QS 10,000. Other notable performances that I enjoyed. Jorgen Cousiné. Dude, that guy's, well, first and foremost, he's a really nice dude. Always engaging, fun to talk to, smart, and just loves what he's doing. He came back from a heavy back injury, broke vertebrae like 3 months ago. The doctor said he was going to be paralyzed. This is a guy that literally missed out on the championship tour by one spot last year. And I watched it go down. It was heartbreaking. But I'm pretty sure he's going to do it this year. What, he made the semis, the quarters, quarterfinals? Jadson Andre, you know, not beautiful surfing, but a beautiful presence in terms of the passion and just the showmanship. It's always fun with Jadson Andre. The biggest bummer of the Vans US Open of Surfing was Italo Ferreira hurting himself, stretching a tendon. The reports are kind of going both ways. Like, he could be competing in Tahiti. He did have to pull out, and that was one of the rare occasions that you saw a surfer actually pull out, and the quarterfinal he was going to be in with Jadson Andre didn't even happen. Jadson got to walk through it into the semis, which was kind of wild. Hope Italo's back for Tahiti that's coming up. It's right around the corner, which I'll get to. The women's event was fun to watch as well. You had the championship tour surfers in the lineup doing what they could do to, you know, to put on a show. And I'd say they did that. You know, it was fun to watch. There's a lot of drama, you know, the ratings race. You had Stephanie Gilmore in the number one spot in that yellow Jeep ratings jersey, which I think should have been called or should be called a golden jersey. If it's the number one jersey, it should be a golden jersey. But at the end of it all, Courtney Conlogue took the win. And she deserved it. She earned it. She is another surfer coming back from injury. And she's rad. She's just fun. She's got a little bit of that like fun manic energy. Her Instagram videos are getting weirder and weirder, and I like that. She's not afraid to just throw it out there and have a good time. She's a rad human, and you know, she's a grinder. She took out Steph in the finals. I thought Caroline Marks was going to do it, but she made the semis. She made the semis, which was cool. I mean, it's like I said earlier, I do have a Huntington Beach headache. I think I drank too much coffee and Red Bull throughout the whole week, and I'm like coming down from it. There's just a lot of stimulation in Huntington Beach during the US Open. And it's fun. You know, like I said on the webcast, it's the world's largest action sports event. And I was running around the beach doing surf and skate. had a couple of events at night, but what else? Pro Juniors was a Hawaiian sweep. You had Baron Mamiya winning the Pro Junior for men. You had Zoe McDougall winning the Pro Junior for women. The Vans Joel Tudor Duct Tape Invitational was all women, and that was cool. Honolulu Bloomfield won that. Fun to watch. Women riding those old school logs is cool. There's so much grace and style and, you know, positive energy emanating out of the water when they're surfing. It was really fun to watch. I'm a fan. Other things, post-event, nighttime stuff, I went to the premiere of Stab Magazine X Vans / Dane Reynolds, the Electric Acid Surfboard Test. Sick movie or project, whatever it was. Basically, Dane Reynolds rides a bunch of weird boards in perfect waves for Dane down in Mexico. Right-hand point break, girthy, throaty rights for Dane. And he was riding twin fins, bonzers, eggs, single fins, the whole deal. The best part of it was watching Dane surf on a classic neckbeard. And it shows you that Dane Reynolds is... this is his first trip in 11 months or something, his first filming mission. Surfing better than ever. No one surfs like Dane. And I think the difference with Dane and everyone else is the way when he stands up, his feet are planted. He surfs rail to rail. There's no light-footedness with Dane Reynolds. It is pure power. And I could have watched Dane surf for 3 hours, how he's surfing right now in those waves. It was fun to watch him ride twin fins and fishes and all that stuff. And that was the whole crux of the project. But, oh, God, it would have been so fun to just watch Dane on his quote-unquote normal boards, because the waves were so Dane-esque. It was, I mean, you saw what could have been. There was a couple. He rode a Ryan Bird-shaped board and some sizable surf that was pretty insane. He rode a Tyler Warren fish, like a twin fin, and ripping on that. But his surfing on the neck beard was the best. Coming up on, you know, deep bottom turn, up underlip, those frontside inverted 360, reverses, grab rail reverses, a.k.a. club sandwiches. But jeez, watch it. Highly recommended viewing. Stab Mag is kind of killing it right now, I would have to say. Stabmag.com is doing some rad video projects. What else they had? They had a Kanoa Igarashi riding four boards from three generations. It's called A Tale of Four Surfboards. That's a Stab Quicksilver joint, as it says on Stabmag.com. Again, just a cool video project that is focused on surfboards, which is always fun to watch. What else? What other news? What else did I watch? I haven't even had the chance to watch the Noah Dean video. I know it's amazing. I'm going to watch it tonight. Also just dropped The Search, Mick and Mace in Outer Inner Space. Haven't watched that one yet, but I'm going to. Just bear with me. God, I've been watching enough surfing this whole week. Just give me a minute. I went surfing myself this morning and I had a blast. What else? Oh, this is bad news. Horrible news. Hearts and positive energy. And I mean, we need to start raising money. We need to do whatever we can to help the people in Lombok, Bali. A 7.0 magnitude earthquake hit yesterday. That was the after effects, or the second earthquake in that region. There was a 6.4 magnitude earthquake in Bali. This is so sad. I mean, this is one of the most beautiful places in the world, and they just got rocked back to back. I don't have the information now as to the best way that we can help from here. I know it's coming. I would just say, you know, keep your eyeballs on. I mean, is it Red Cross? That's the whole thing. It's like, what can we do to help? And it generally comes down to donations. I know they're evacuating the islands now, which is heavy. 82 people died. I mean, this is a tragedy. This needs to be talked about. This needs to be, we need to do what we can because Bali, Lombok, this is an area that many of us dream about going to. Those of us have gone to know how special it is. You know, a lot of people go there and they take waves, they take that cultural experience, they soak it all up, but now it's about giving back. So again, more information to come on how we can help in Bali. Other surf news right around the corner, like a monster under your bed about to rear its head. Tahiti is coming. The men's championship tour goes to Tahiti for the Tahiti Pro Chopo. Chopo roughly translates to hole in your head, axe to the head, cut your head off, etc. Yeah, that's happening August 10th. And right before that, I think August 8th. Let me see. Let me look at the calendar, folks. I think August 7th, like tomorrow, the Tahiti trials are going to go down. And the forecast for the trials in Tahiti looks gnarly. So I will be on the commentary team for the Tahiti Pro Chopo. Very excited about that. That is men's championship tour stop number 7. August 10th through the 24th is the waiting period. 21st is the waiting period. Hoping that it gets heavy, because that is always so fun to watch when things get hectic at Chopo. And I'm going to do my best to do a podcast from Tahiti. We'll have to see what happens. I think I'll have some time. The forecast looks pretty good. It actually looks good for normal people like myself, head high, which I'm hoping for, because I'd like to surf. One thing about Tahiti, especially the area that Chopo's in, there's not a lot of waves. There's 3 or 4 breaks, and you're going to have 40-plus frothing, psyched-out surfers on them at all times. So see what happens. You know, and that's not including all the locals, the tourists, etc., like myself, trying to get in some Chopo time at a reasonable size. If it gets any bigger than 6 feet, I'm out. I'm on the boat, chilling, watching, whistling. So, full report coming from the Tahiti Pro Chopo. And I think by next Monday, if I made an early pick, oh, this is a tough one. No John John. Italo's questionable. Shoot. Berez? I'm going to go Michelle Berez. I'd love to see Berez win this contest. That would be fun. And I love those dog leg, one-legged stalls Berez does. What else is around the corner? Also around the corner, the Surf Ranch Pro in Lemoore, California. You can get your tickets now. Yeah, I see a lot of banter on the internet. People going, oh, tickets to a surf contest. You know what? It's super fun. It's like Coachella with a wave pool. There's great bands playing. There's food. It's a full festival atmosphere. And the best part about the wave pool is that with waves coming every couple of minutes, you can kind of do your own thing and like, hold that thought. Wave's coming. Kolohe needs a 10. And it's a totally different style of competition, obviously. I think almost more pressure, because you know what you need. You know what the wave's going to be like. You know that it's coming any minute. So it's definitely going to test all of these surfers in the brain. And I think, you know, a lot of people, they've had a practice in the WSL Surf Ranch wave pool, but the thing will mess you up in your mind. Maybe I'll post my barrel again to get you all excited about it. One of the best barrels I've ever gotten is in the WSL Surf Ranch wave pool. Thank you very much. That's happening September 6th through the 9th after the Tahiti Pro Chopo. So get ready. Men and women will be competing in the wave pool. Other happenings. My brain is shutting down. My brain's shutting down. Yeah, that's. I'm going to go ahead and call it there. That's surf news for now. Did I make any notes? I'm just kind of like talking now. Talking out loud. Yeah, that's it. Sir, that's the surf news for now. So where are we going next? Oh, skate news.
What's up with my heart when it skips a beat?
Skips a beat.
Can't feel no pavement right under my feet.
On Instagram, USA Wood. It's grown in Michigan. It's milled in Michigan. It's harvested in Michigan. It's all done in Michigan. And you get that Michigan pop. And there are big things happening at Quincy Woodwrights, which will unveil themselves in the next couple of months. Get fired up. USA Wood, folks. Why not? Let's do it. Feel good about your wood. Quincy Woodwrights. And I'll most likely be doing giveaways with Quincy boards in the next couple episodes because I can. And I want to. Skate news, it has to be all about the blood and guts at the Vans Park Series event in Huntington Beach. Men and women, the best park contest on the planet and the best park skaters in the world competing. I commentated 3 days of the Vans Park Series and they were crazy. You had the preliminary rounds for men and this is where shit got nuts. You had collisions, crashes, slams, multiple skaters taking themselves out and others out before the contest even started. Brazilian Ripper V. Caquino got smashed. Him and Trey Wood smashed into each other. Trey Wood was fine. V. Caquino had his nose broken, his face exploded. But a couple days later, he's up and walking, all good. Keegan Palmer, little Australian Ripper, broke his wrist in practice. He slammed doing a 540, I think. That was a bummer because Keegan was shredding in the previous Park Series events. Jake Wooten, who won the Continental Championships a few days before, smashed his ankle right before the contest started. He got knocked. He knocked himself. He slammed and was unable to compete. Get well soon, Jake Wooten. We will see Jake Wooten in the Global Championships in China. Location TBD. That's going to be coming up in October. On the women's side of things, let's start with the women. So the women's event went down on Saturday, right before the men's event. The women were shredding, and it was Kisa Nakamura from Japan taking the win. I don't recall any mega monster slams by the women. I do recall some ripping. Brighton Zoiner was ripping. Jordan Barrett, ripping. The winner of the trials was my little homie, Bryce Wettstein. So Encinitas, of course, came through again. Multiple Encinitas skaters in the top five. Few disappointments. You know, I always like to see more from Nora Vasconcelos. It just wasn't her event. It happens. Kisa Nakamura, though, coming through, kind of the dark horse. She has been on the top three in a lot of previous events. I think she got third at the Global Championships last year, so by no means an underdog, but just kind of interesting to see her name pop up to the top of the ranks. It was a little slower of an event for the women than usual. They usually come out a little bit hotter. The park was tricky. I mean, it looked amazing. I skated it. And I skated it after the contest. It is so much bigger than it looks on TV. Watch my run. I only got to take two runs, and I was scared. I've been sitting around all day. My runs were so lame. But I just had to do it to see how gnarly the skaters that were skating. I mean, the thing's huge. So even more accolades and applause go to the skaters that just ripped up that park. On the men's side of things, it was nuts from the Actually, the preliminary rounds were weird. Some skaters were just over it for some reason. Tristan Rennie just wasn't even into it, which is super weird because I could have seen Tristan Rennie winning this contest. He did not appear to care one bit about trying. And he basically threw the event in the prelims. Any major shockers? Alex Sorgente didn't qualify for the final day, which was wild and rare. I don't know what happened there. As the finals got going, of course, you should watch the recap of this contest because it was nuts from beginning to end. Start with Your third place skater, Jagger Eaton. So heavy. I mean, Jagger's tricks were gnarly. What do you do? Kickflip, nose blunt? And he does have a kickflip nose blunt revert that if he would have done, he could have potentially got himself up in a second. But that's neither here nor there. Because the Pedro Alvaro show was heavy. Every run that Pedro takes is so gnarly. He was flying around this park. He took the worst slam of the weekend. And again, if it was a matter of inches, like if he would have slammed more kind of flat on his back, he would have been dust. I mean, he would have, his head would have, I don't even want to think about what would have happened. Luckily and unluckily, unlucky, of course, to slam doing a 540, but the way he slammed, he kind of came down on his shoulder, which took the brunt of the slam, which saved him from hitting his head. Thank God. Pedro got second, but definitely the Pedro show was alive and well and amazing to watch. The big story, of course, one of the best street skaters on the planet right now, Zion Wright, came through and beat Pedro, beat Jack, beat everybody with full-blown park skating. And you'll hear us, myself, Neil Hendricks, Chris Pastris, on the commentary talking about this dude is not doing street-style skating to win this contest. He was basically doing Pedro's tricks, but put together a 90-plus run on his second run, sealed the deal on his second run. People were losing it. Zion Wright wins the Vans Park Series. And I posted his winning run on my Instagram. And just, I mean, all types of people. Surfers, skaters, snowboarders, posers, freaks, geeks, weirdos, nerds, moms, dilfs, whoever, children. They all were freaking on this run. This is a run in a skate park that anyone will enjoy. So I highly recommend you go to my Instagram, at Chris Cote, watch Zion's winning run. It is nuts. It is nuts. Other skate news happening right now. The Copenhagen Open. Probably the coolest skate event in the world. I mean, it is debaucherous. It's wild, out of control. It's a week-long skate event. Starts in Berlin, winds up in Copenhagen. It's like a traveling skate circus across Europe. You can watch, I'm sure, watch most of it on ETN. But if you go to the hashtag CPH Open on Instagram, you can, or actually follow at Copenhagen Open. The footage already is so nuts. If I was like 23 right now, still drinking and partying, God, I would have done anything. Sell a kidney to make it to Copenhagen to be part of this traveling freak show. There will be, I'm sure, documentation of this whole event coming up in a week or so after it's over. But for now, just get most of it. You can see on Instagram, hashtag CPH Open. Follow at Copenhagen Pro at the border will be covered. Everyone's covering it. So get there and do that and watch that. What else is happening in skate news? Jeez. I mean, like I said, I'm blown. Snow news? Well, it's kind of strange to be talking about snow news. I'm sitting here sweating my ass off. 85 degrees already at 10 in the morning here on Monday in Encinitas. So I would love to have a big bucket of snow to sit in right now, but I don't have any snow news. Sorry. Did I mention I've been talking about surfing and skating 12 hours a day for 7 days straight? Like you care. It's not. Don't worry about it. I'm sitting in this office doing this podcast, sweating, thinking about going surfing again, which I'm going to do. So that's an abbreviated, fun, yet fun edition of the Monday Mass. Let's get to the closer. Monday Mass is brought to you by Active Skin Repair. It's brought to you by the Life at Sea Co. Planetary Punt. It's brought to you by Tory Holistics, youonline.com, Quincy Woodwright's Superbrand, And I believe it's still brought to you by Baja Bound, which is great because I've got a trip to Baja coming up soon. And I will be getting Baja Bound car insurance because anytime you go to Baja, get Baja Bound car insurance. BajaBound.com. Follow them at Baja Bound on Instagram. I'm going to pass out. I'm so hungry. I hope that suffices for today's Monday Mass. Not my best work, but it was work nonetheless. And I got through it. Tune in next week. We'll be coming at you from Tahiti, the end of the road. Chopo. It's gonna be fine. Bye.
The Chi-Chi music all in you.